morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 5th. You'll be interested to know. 92 years ago, today in 1933, Congress in the States ratified the 21st Amendment, ending prohibition and restoring legal beverage alcohol sales across the nation. This restored personal freedoms, revived hospitality industries, and allowed governments to tax and regulate alcohol, helping economic recovery and reshaping American social life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 1 to 2 feet. The wind is offshore at 6 miles per hour, holding steady through the morning. Expect the conditions to shift to fair by noon as the wind turns onshore at 5 miles per hour. Waves remain around 1+ feet for most of the day. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1 foot at 12 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 7 feet at 8:15 a.m., followed by a -2-foot low tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday offers consistent 2-foot waves with clean conditions early. The winds shift to onshore by afternoon, creating choppy surf. Sunday sees a steady increase in swell, reaching 2 to 3 feet with fair conditions throughout the day, making it the best option of the weekend. Monday returns to 2-foot waves, but conditions deteriorate to choppy by midday, limiting rideable opportunities. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 53 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:40. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 63 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 53 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be sunny with a high near 63 and a light south wind up to 5 miles per hour. Then patchy fog develops after 10 p.m. with a low near 53. Sunday morning may start with some patchy fog before 10 a.m., then sunnier and warmer with highs near 65 through Monday and rising to around 70 by Tuesday, with overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the world-renowned TED Conference is officially moving its flagship annual gathering to San Diego beginning in 2027, as officials announced on December 4th, 2025. This major homecoming marks a return to California for TED, which first launched there in 1984. The event will be centered at the San Diego Convention Center and expand throughout the city, preserving the intimate experience attendees expect. TED leaders state the move represents a meaningful investment in San Diego's innovation ecosystem, with economic impacts expected to rival those in Vancouver, which reach more than $16 million annually. Monique Ruffbell, TED's Chief Program and Strategy Officer, emphasize San Diego's unique binational identity and collaborative spirit as key factors in this decision. Now on to sports. Jahmyr Gibbs ran 3 touchdowns, The last a 13-yarder with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left, sealing the Detroit Lions' much-needed 44-30 win over the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night. The Lions, with a record of 8 wins and 5 losses, avoided losing consecutive games for the first time in more than 3 years as they aim for a playoff berth. Coach Dan Campbell praised the team's effort, stating, "We played our best game that we played all year." Dallas fought hard, but despite their 3-game winning streak, they struggled against the Lions' explosive offense. Getz contributed significantly with 7 catches for 77 yards and 43 yards rushing on 12 carries. In local sports, Justin Herbert expects to play with a broken hand, but the Chargers and Philadelphia Eagles are planning for contingencies. Herbert broke a bone in his non-throwing hand last Sunday and underwent surgery on Monday. Offensive coordinator Greg Roman stated that the team must prepare for every possible contingency. During a recent win over the Las Vegas Raiders, Herbert played with his hand in a cast, leading to adjustments in formations. Herbert remarked, "That's the plan, is to prepare as if I'm going to play." The Eagles are also preparing for both Herbert and backup quarterback Trey Lance. In top news, scientists have discovered how to potentially eliminate the world's deadliest infectious disease, tuberculosis. By turning off the genetic switch to its respiratory system, researchers found that Mycobacterium tuberculosis cannot survive without the PRRAVE system. When PRRAVE was inhibited, the bacteria shut down, and a drug called diarylthiazole 48 became more effective against it. Tuberculosis has seen a resurgence in the United States and remains an epidemic in many regions. The research team aims to use these findings to develop targeted therapies that could make tuberculosis vanish, much like smallpox. In business news, Warner Bros. Discovery has entered exclusive negotiations for a deal to sell its studios and HBO Max streaming business to Netflix, a move that would dramatically reshape the entertainment and media industry, according to people familiar with the matter. This development follows the latest round of bids for the media company, which owns Superman and HBO Max. Paramount and Comcast have also been pursuing Warner Bros. Discovery. All three companies submitted sweetened offers this week, with Netflix reportedly presenting a mostly cash bid. Updates will follow as news develops. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 6% for the week to $92,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to about $3,200. And XRP is up 0.5% to $2.07. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Chicago Tribune has filed a lawsuit against the AI search engine Perplexity, alleging copyright infringement. The lawsuit, filed in a federal court in New York, claims Perplexity is using Tribune content without permission. The Tribune's lawyers contacted Perplexity in mid-October, asking about the use of its content. Perplexity's response indicated it does not train models with Tribune work, but it may receive non-verbatim factual summaries. However, the Tribune argues that Perplexity is delivering content verbatim. Additionally, the lawsuit calls out Perplexity's retrieval augmented generation as a key issue. Perplexity has not responded to the lawsuit or requests for comment. And in entertainment news, Sony Pictures is working on a fifth film in the Men in Black franchise, tapping Chris Bremner, the writer of Bad Boys for Life, to draft the script. It remains unclear if Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones will reprise their iconic roles as Agent J and Agent K. Bremner's involvement may appeal to Smith, who starred in both Bad Boys films. Sony previously attempted a reboot with Men in Black International, which grossed $253.9 million, against a budget exceeding $100 million. Overall, the franchise has collectively grossed more than $1.9 billion. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "Freedom cannot be bestowed, it must be achieved." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.